Morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Happy Wednesday. The Packers will be back at it this afternoon. We'll hear from Matt LaFleur, Aaron Rodgers, and a few others as they return to the facility, hit the practice field in some kind of capacity. Obviously, dealing with COVID will be a big narrative throughout the rest of this week, the rest of this season. The Packers certainly are no strangers there, having 12 guys placed on the list so far. We'll see if any more names are added later today. I have to think there's a good possibility in that regard. Good morning to everybody in the comment section. Hope you're all doing well. Hope you're all ready for this very cold matchup on Sunday night between the Packers and the Vikings, projected to be bitterly cold on Sunday. I can't stop laughing at the Packers players commenting on it on Instagram. The one that was my favorite is the title of this stream was Adrian Amos saying, "Jesus be a heater." I can't stop laughing at it. I don't know. It's going to be cold. It's going to be one of those days. It's going to be one of those nights. You just got to bundle up and get ready for a slugfest, no doubt. Bitter cold. Anybody who remembers that 2007 NFC Championship game, Corey Behnke was there. It's gonna be cold like that. So get ready for a test of wills, if you will. Hope everyone's doing well this morning. Good to see everybody. Oh, where'd you go? I just lost my chat. Why'd my chat go away? What are you doing? I'll make sure I don't lose you, fine folks. Don't want that. Man, you know, why does life hate me so much? There we go. Morning, Blake. How are you? Hope you're doing well. Phil, good morning. Ben, hello. Soder, he's got it. Just run the damn ball. Why are you making so much sense, Soder? Thomas, thanks for the super chat. Morning, Nags. Haven't caught a live one in a minute. Is this going to be A.J. Dillon's game? Come the fourth quarter, I want to let Dill pickle it away. Go, Pack, go, baby. It should be A.J. Dillon's game. This is a game where 100% they should line it up, play smash mouth ball, hand the ball to A.J. Dillon 20-plus times, and get the fuck out of there. But we all know that's not going to happen. Nags, you working with LiveX crew on New Year's Eve? Either way, shout out to Corey and the entire team on what's clearly the biggest night of the year for LiveX. Andrew, kind of. I'll be doing some marketing and social media around it. I'm actually still waiting on the results of my COVID test to see. Now that my girls all have it, I've had to get tested, and I'm supposed to get the results back today. And if I'm clear, then I'll be going to the studio on Friday night. If not, I'll be doing everything from home. So, but yes, it's a big, 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 big week and night for LiveX. No doubt about it. Madden was the best. Accidental hero, absolutely. Shout out to John Madden. May he rest in peace. An ambassador for the game of NFL football in a way that no one has ever been and probably ever will be. Absolutely insane to think about how generational his popularity and his kind of reach has been or had been throughout his life. I mean, he started as a head coach in the NFL in his early 30s, won a Super Bowl, went on to become just an absolute titan of broadcasting. If you haven't seen the All Madden documentary that Fox put together, I highly recommend doing so. And then, of course, inspired a whole nother generation of coaches and fans with the video game, which is, by the way, I know a lot of people just kind of say, oh, he put his name on a video game. And if you know the history at all, it is nowhere near anything like that. The developers at the time really wanted a 7-on-7 game. They initially approached Joe Montana about it. Madden was insistent on an 11-on-11 simulation type game, which obviously back then was a bit more rudimentary when it first launched. But his thing was he wanted to connect and inspire young coaches and young fans and help them understand the game. And it's insane to me and kind of crazy and cool and what have you, that now we see a whole generation of coaches, whether you're talking about Sean McVay, Matt LaFleur, Kingsbury, whoever, who all grew. I mean, Matt on our program the other night on Packer Transplants, point blank said, I used to play a ton of Madden. You know, all these coaches now have come up playing Madden, playing that video game. And I don't think it's any, you know, I don't think there's any direct line here, but I don't think there's any mystery. You have a whole generation now who, you look at the idea of going for it on fourth down, was such a kind of, you know, you weren't allowed to do it. You just weren't allowed. You just didn't even think of it. Third down, you didn't get it. Out comes the punt team, especially on your own end. Like, never, ever, ever would you go for it. Now it's not commonplace, but it's getting there. And a lot of that is because these guys came up in a very different environment, a very different way of assessing risk. Some of that is because of that video game. It's crazy to me. It's absolutely crazy. His reach, his influence, you'll never see the like again. That is for damn sure. Oz, what's up, man? Any COVID news? Nothing new to report as of this morning at 10.07 a.m. Eastern, but I'm sure that could change. Weekend planned. Toast to Madden. Watch Boba Fett. Enjoy a Packer win Sunday night. I watched Boba Fett this morning, Paul. Hope you have fun. As I intimated the other day, I was worried it was going to be a little cheesy. It's a little cheesy, but still worth it if you're a Star Wars fan. Eric, thanks for the super chat. Cold temps, perfect time to run Jones and Dylan in a two-back set. Just saying, go Pack, go. I don't know if they'll necessarily go that way. Hasn't really been a lot of that so far. You know, there have been a handful of snaps here and there where they've utilized them both in the backfield. I don't think it's going to change much on Sunday night, but it would be nice to see a little bit more of A.J. Dillon. Is it harder to kick the ball in freezing temps? Yes, Brandy, very much so. At least according to every kicker who's ever talked about it. Matt, thanks for the super chat. Hope your girls kick COVID's ass. They're doing okay. Thank you for the concern and the support. the young Olive doesn't feel anything. The other two are a little sick, but they're doing all right. Thank you very much. Riley, thanks for the super chat. Is it bad I like seeing Mike McCarthy succeeding? Not at all. No, not at all. If only because it means that there's a chance that he has to come up to Lambeau Field in the playoffs, which would be absolutely amazing. Would be absolutely incredible. If the Lombardi Trophy were not Lombardi, it should be Madden. Michael, that's a really good sentiment, a nice sentiment. I would think they should look at maybe naming one of the awards, like maybe Coach of the Year after him. I think that would be really cool, but you're right. I mean, I wouldn't hate it. You know, he was, again, just larger than life and an absolute ambassador for the game of NFL football. Michael, what's up? Poetic end to the Cowboys 2021 run at Lambeau Field in January. Go Pack, go. See, now you're getting it. Now you're there. Let's give a shout out to our good friends over there at DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code Cheesehead, like your good friend Oz Osborne in the comments there. He'll tell you. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new players a deposit bonus of up to $1,000 in free credits with their first deposit. Head to DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Check out all they have to offer, including same-game parlays, player props, live betting, and so much more. You can go down in the description of this video on YouTube. There is a link where you can find where to download it. DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is safe, secure, and reliable. You can deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. If Sportsbook is not yet available in your state, don't forget about the DraftKings Fantasy app. They are offering millions of dollars in total prizes every single week. Do it. Be like Oz. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Down 5 starting O-line, 2 Pro Bowl defenders, 1 tight end, and had COVID issues, broken toes, weekly injuries, and the staff LaFleur put together pushed through. Give this man Coach of the Year. He absolutely should be in consideration. You heard Aaron Rodgers talk about that on Pat McAfee yesterday. There's zero doubt he should be getting more shine for that. I don't think he ever wins it while Aaron's in town. Just the nature of the beast. But I do think he should be getting a hell of a lot more consideration nationally from the pundits than he is at the moment. No question. Next, how does the offense stay warm as the defense is on the field for 9 minutes? Come on, Brandy. They're getting off the field on third down this week. I can feel it. Gotta have it. Gotta have it. Let's go. I guess Dalvin Cook is going to play. Yep, there's a good chance he will be, especially now with the changing protocols. So we will see, but got to think this is a game where Minnesota's going to want to button it up, play power, smash mouth football, run Dalvin Cook all over the place, much like they did last year in Lambeau Field. Will the Packers rise to the challenge? We shall see. Nags, do you think our OC is going to Jacksonville? Caleb, I think it's a fascinating situation where the Jaguars absolutely scapegoated Nathaniel Hackett out of town and now want to talk to him about being the head coach. I think it's hilarious. Obviously, he'll take the interview, you would think. There are only 32 of these positions. And plus, it's good just to get in front of decision makers, polish up your interviewing skills, what have you. I know he interviewed with Atlanta last year, gets an interview this year with Jacksonville, maybe a few others. I don't think he ends up in Jacksonville, but you never know. I wouldn't put it at 0%. Let's put it that way. I got that one. I got that one. What else we got? Alan, thanks for the super chat. I worked with Madden Weekly when he was still at CBS Sports. He was a true gentleman. An award in his name is a perfect idea. Everyone who's ever worked with him talks about what a nice guy he was. And that's, you know, all you can ask for is a testament to his legacy publicly, like we've talked about as far as spreading the gospel, so to speak, of NFL football, being so inclusive. And that, to me, was his genius as a broadcaster. He never seemed like he was talking over someone or down to them. He was very inclusive. He was very much like, enjoy this with me. And I don't think that's something you can teach somebody. It's just something that he had innately that was so welcoming, with a lot of, obviously, a lot of knowledge, a lot of, you know, pelts on the wall, so to speak. He had been a coach for a really long time. But just the way he was able to talk about the game in a way that made you feel included was his real genius. And to your point, Alan, my buddy Nick was his producer when he had an NFL radio show at, I think it was Sirius. And all he talks about is what a great guy he was and how he was really interested in everybody, really generous with his time. You talk to anybody in the industry who ever worked with him, that's all you ever hear. I only got to meet him once in passing, and he was very nice, very cordial. But anyone who ever worked with him in a real kind of day-to-day capacity tells the same kind of story. Landon, thanks for the super chat. Nags, hope you and your family feel okay. Do you think players will be able to relax more now that the NFL cut the number of quarantine days in half? Can they? Sure. Should they? Probably not. I mean, you never know. It's like Matt LaFleur says, the way this thing is going, the way it's so contagious, and you just never know where you're going to get it or how or when. Man, just don't mess with the timing of it all. Just live that hermit life for the next month or so. I mean, it sucks, but you're vying for a championship here. You don't want to miss out on a game because you caught it somewhere. It could be just something as simple as going to the grocery store. Well, you know, use that app. Have it delivered. You know, obviously you can't completely cut out any, you know, every bit of risk. That's impossible. But relaxing doesn't feel like a great idea. Maybe they will. Who knows? It's their life. That's how I see it. Timbo Slice, thanks for the super chat. Madden News hit me hard. Growing up in late 80s and 90s, he was the voice of football. This generation grows up with Troy and Buck feels spoiled in my childhood. Yeah, I mean, you know, Summerall and Madden, that was, you know, football for the nation for a decade, really. I mean, they obviously called a ton of Packers games because the Packers were good in the 90s and Favre and what have you. And we all know Madden loved Brett Favre. But yeah, they, you know, their stamp on the game is undeniable. And I hear you, Timbo Slice. It hit me too, no doubt about it. For much the same reason. Tough acting, tenactin. Exactly. Punt returner new yet? Nothing yet, Daniel, but we'll see what happens on the transaction wire later today and or at practice. Matt Mamba, any updates on Aaron Ripkowski's availability? I hear he's still a free agent. If you haven't checked out Matt's video on the Cheesehead TV YouTube channel, you should make sure you do that each and every week. The Unstable Packers fan, always good stuff. Jair Alexander coming back today. We will see that crispy boy. What a handle. Today is the deadline. So you would think the deadline would be at 4 p.m. Eastern, I believe. So if the Packers are going to make that move, They're going to put him on the 53-man roster today, or his season is over. Today's the day. So you can stop asking. No, I know no one will stop asking, because then it'll be, is he going to play this week? Is he going to play this week? Is he going to play this week? Can't wait. But yes, today is the day that they have to make that determination. Summerall's call of Desmond Howard's return. Yes, H. Carrington. Yes. Yes. That is like in your soul as a Packers fan. Oh, so good. Never will forget the game he called when Farr's dad passed. Yeah, that was an incredible night. No doubt about it. Chris, hope your family is okay. Sending love and prayers to all of you, hoping they're all right. They're fine. They're doing well. Thank you for the concern. They're definitely in good spirits, because they keep texting me all hours of the day. But yeah, they're doing very well. Thank you so much. Love to see Razul with a pick six on Cousins, as would I. As would most of Packers fandom, I believe. But again, I don't think this is a game where they're going to ask Cousins to do a lot. They'll certainly throw it, and they'll certainly utilize Justin Jefferson, because he is an insanely talented player. But I think this is a game where they are going to run the ball a whole hell of a lot, or at least try to, and stick with it in a way the Browns did not. So that's where, to me, that's where the rubber is going to meet the road. And that's where they have to. They have to be better up front, and they have to tackle a hell of a lot better. Marshall, thanks for the super chat. When we win the NFC Championship at Lambeau, I like where your head's at, Marshall. Who would be the more satisfying opponent to beat, Brady and the Bucks or McCarthy and the Cowboys? Oh, come on, McCarthy and the Cowboys, 1,000%. The narratives there, are you kidding me? The drama, the sight of Aaron Rodgers winning that game, Mike McCarthy having to go shake his hand. Amazing. And it's the Cowboys. We can make up for 96 not getting them in Lambeau. Come on. It'd be amazing. Amazing. Stop Jefferson, please, and thank you. Daniel, here's the unfortunate news. There's no stopping him. He's going to get his. Like, you just got to staunch the bleeding, so to speak. Don't let him roam free in your secondary for 150 yards and 3 touchdowns. That's all I ask. He's going to get his. He's going to catch the ball. He's going to have yardage. He's going to make plays. There's zero doubt about that. You just have to try to limit his impact on the game. It's difficult, no question, but can't let him go off like he did last time. No doubt about it. Both teams are disgusting, so either one is a win. Makes sense. I love it. Kiki news. No Kiki news, David. Not that I've heard or read. We'll see. I'm sure Matt will be asked about it later this afternoon. Like the video, party people. Thank you, Robin. Oh, this is what happens when you're live. Did Jair just get activated? Huh? Come on now. Let me get it. This will be a great thing. I don't see it. Someone just said he was activated, but. Well, I have Matt Schneidman saying they have until 3 p.m. Central today to activate Jair, which I just said. But I don't see any news that he has been activated, folks. So, false alarm. That's why I rarely pay attention to those kind of things when people put them in the chat. But they have until 4 this afternoon. So maybe it's rumbling underneath the surface, and it will happen sooner rather than later. I hate Shady Brady the most. Still have some love for MM. Get you, Sandy. That's why I want to beat Mike McCarthy. It's like your older brother, you know? You want to beat up on him. I still got love for him. That's like when Favre was a Viking. I wanted to beat up on him, too. Like he was an older brother. That's all. All right, buddy. I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video. We got, 429 lost souls watching this thing. And we got, a handful of likes. Let's hit those likes. Let's subscribe to the channel. And then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. What was that thing we say? Oh, yeah. Go Pack, go.